You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Awesome to be back. And of course, I've got all your latest and best lifestyle and entertainment news lined up to share with you, as well as some great events that are heading our way in the next couple of weeks. So stick around. It is going to be a good show as always. Now, first and foremost, let me just kick off by saying if you're an aspiring filmmaker, then you will want to pay attention. Sundance TV has just announced the second Sundance TV Shorts competition, which follows on from last year's very successful launch in South Africa. The jury prize winning film will premiere at an event during Sundance Film Festival in London, which takes place from 30th of May to the 2nd of June, followed by a broadcast on Sundance TV later this year. DStv has partnered with the channel in South Africa for the second year to support the competition, with a representative joining the panel of jurors alongside Sundance TV and Sundance Institute. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you need to do. Basically, submissions are now open for the Sundance TV Shorts competition for filmmakers from SA, France, and Spain. Competition entries close on the 16th of April, and you need to head on over to sundancetvshorts.com. Local entries can be submitted by the producer or the director, who must provide proof of residency, and films should be no longer than 15 minutes in duration and must be delivered with English subtitles if English is not the language of the film. And entries also need to meet Sundance TV's official rules and technical requirements. Everything is available on their website, sundancetvshorts.com. Obviously, everything is also on my website as well, heatherhook.com. So if you want more information, head on over there and check it out. This weekend, it is going down. It's not going down for me because I have the weekend off and I'm so excited. I'm going to be at home resting and relaxing. However, that said, if you love great music and a day spent in the great fresh outdoors, then Rock on the Lawns at Carnival City tomorrow, Saturday the 16th of March, should be in your diary. As far as I know, there are still tickets available to this epic show, and you can catch, well, okay, the headline act's The Cure. I mean, say no more. And local rock stalwart Ard Matthews is going to be on the stage as well, supported by none other than Fokof Felicikar, Zebra and Giraffe, opposite the other, Southern Wild, Hellcats, A Diamond Thug, and DJ The Rob Father. It's going to be a spectacular day of entertainment, gourmet food trucks, and bars in a laid-back outdoor setting at Carnival City. If you want to get your tickets, tickets range in price. I think they start at 495 Rand. And they're available on CompuTicket. That's CompuTicket.com. And that is going to be a great event. So make sure, if you love rock music and good jam, I guess, to like awesome local acts and The Cure, I mean, what's not to love? Make sure that you've got your tickets to Rock on the Lawns tomorrow. Also happening tomorrow, pack up the kids and the picnic blankets and head through to Nyrox Sculpture Park for a day filled with Shakespeare and fun. So the National School of the Arts, in collaboration with the Nyrox Foundation, are presenting a day of theatre through the Sculpture Park, culminating in an afternoon performance of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is always a treat to watch in the amphitheatre. There's loads on the go throughout the day, and there's different performances and a whole bunch of other stuff going on. So please find out more on my website, heatherhook.com, and you can find out what's happening at what time. Tickets are 200 Rand online, 250 Rand at the entrance on the day, subject to availability. Pensioners and students, 150 at the entrance on the day, and kids under 12 enter free of charge. Everything is also available on the Nyrox Arts website as well, but that looks absolutely stunning. And those gardens are just beautiful. I mean, if you just want to go and have a beautiful day out in nature, do go and check out A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is on at Nyrox Park tomorrow, Saturday the 16th of March. If you love Fanny, First Lady of Comedy, Tumi Marake, and the original cavewoman, Vanessa Frost, have teamed up again for the Naledi-nominated Tease at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. It is running until the 21st of March. I have not been to see it yet. My schedule has been hectic, but a couple of my friends have been, and they have said it is absolutely hysterical. So the play or the show revolves around Ava and Neo, who are best friends and partners in their hair salon, And they just have some crazy and sort of like epic adventures. So if you want to go check that out and you love a good comedy, make sure that you go through to see Tease now on at the Sanson Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Nelson Mandela Square. And as I said, that is running until the 21st of March. Tickets are available on CompuTicket, CompuTicket.com, or you can also give them a call, 0861-915-800. So that's going to be a goodie if you're looking for a good comedy show. Now, I love, as you know, I love supporting South African talent, and I'm quite excited. There is a new movie coming out, and it is called Deep End. It is a South African movie, and it features a whole bunch of really cool local actors. Mahendra Raghunath is in it as well, which is, I'm absolutely stoked. He plays the dad. But basically, the film features around Sunita Patel, who is a beautiful 20-year-old woman who comes from a traditional Indian family in Durban. She's the apple of her father's eye, and basically, dad's kind of like living through her and through her successes, but she just wants to break out. She just wants to do something completely different. She wants to surf. That's all she wants to do. And it's not acceptable of an Indian girl of marrying age. And of course, the film follows Sunita as she defies her father and enters into a local surfing competition where she has to make a decision, her family or surfing. Now, the role of Sunita is played by local actress Karishma Bazdeh. And I got to catch up with Karishma, find out a little bit more about the film. Can she really surf? And what it's all about? And to find out a little bit more about the Deep End movie.
It's about a young Indian woman trying to find herself in the world. You know, she's lived her life kind of just ticking all the boxes. You know, she's got her degree, she studied classical Indian dance, done everything that she really could to make her parents proud. And now she's at a crossroads because she's trying to figure out who she really wants to be in this world and the mark that she wants to leave and how she wants to go about, you know, doing that. And she happens to be drawn to the idea of surfing, which is obviously very unconventional, but she has a real, you know, a pull and draw to this. So she goes on to explore what this can bring to her life.
And tell us a little bit more about the character that you play, Sunita. Is she like you in real life? Was it like sort of playing yourself, or did you have to change and adapt a bit?
Sunita is very much a copy-paste of my life in so many ways. So it was quite easy to step in her shoes. And it was also quite powerful and liberating for me just because, you know, when I was growing up as a young Indian woman, I was always the one that was, you know, thinking out of the box, pushing the boundaries, wanting to do everything out of the ordinary, and very much the black sheep of my family. But I didn't have anyone who looked like me, who was in the media, on TV, in magazines, who was doing anything remotely close to the things that I wanted to do. So in reality, I had no inspiration and no one to look up to. So for me, playing Sunita was, you know, such an honor and such a huge responsibility, because I hope that Sunita and myself, you know, learn what I do, can be that role model and that source of inspiration for other young women growing up and, you know, kind of feeling that they don't really fit in and, you know, they want to do all these different things in life. And also, you know, I could really relate to her in that she has or explores interracial relationship. I'm married to a beautiful white Frenchman. So, you know, that was also really, really fun to explore on camera. I would say the only really difficult thing with Sunita was actually her relationship with her dad, because, you know, number one fan is kind of a weak word when it comes to describing my own dad. You know, he's like unbelievably supportive and has been so my entire life. And so is my mom. My mom was just a little bit more reserved and, you know, the cautious one about, you know, how are you going to make a living as an actor and don't you want a plan B? And, you know, that kind of thing, where my dad was just like, go for it. Do whatever you want. You know, reach for the stars and that kind of thing. It was quite challenging to deal with the relationship that Sunita has with her father, because, you know, number one fan is really a weak term when it comes to describing my dad, because he's always been so incredibly supportive my whole life, and so was my mom. But I think she was just a little bit more reserved, and that she was very conscious about how are you going to make a living for yourself as an actor, and don't you want a plan B, and, you know, that sort of thing. My dad was just, you know, go for it, follow your dreams, reach for the stars kind of thing. So it was a little bit difficult for me to develop that relationship with Sunita and her dad, and realize that, you know, Sunita's dad is a a wonderful man and he's a great family man and great father, but he just does not see the woman in his life for the potential that they hold and actually see them for who they are.
And I suppose that's breaking stigmas and all that kind of thing. So it's a very, very powerful message.
Exactly, exactly.
So now tell us, Kujma, can you actually surf, or was that something you had to learn how to do?
Definitely something I had to learn. I'm a complete water baby. You know, I love the ocean. I love the water. I free dive with my husband and all sorts of things. But living in Cape Town, you know, I think not once or twice, but possibly three or four times before I want to jump into the ice cold waters here. And my husband is an excellent surfer. He grew up sailing the world and surfed some of the greatest waves, you know, around the world. So he has tried to get me into the water. I think about once we kind of went to Big Bay and kind of played around with like a really long board and stuff. But other than that, I'm not. So when I got the role, I was like, right, baby, now's your chance. You know, teach me how to surf. But it was also so difficult because I was shooting on other projects. I didn't have a lot of time. And the time I did have didn't always coincide with, you know, great surfing conditions.
Mm.
And I live in Heart Bay, so the learning beaches, like Newport and stuff, are quite far away. So I actually learned to surf for the majority of the time in Llandudno, which is not a learner's beach, and it was literally baptism by fire. Mm. But I wanted to get as much time in the water as I could and make sure that I had, like, at least the basics done, you know, paddling out, sitting on my board, handing my board in the water, the pop-up, and just kind of those kind of things. And, you know, surfing's not really like a dance where you can learn choreography and practice and kind of, you know, the hours you put in is equal to what you get.
Yeah.
Surfing is just about, you know, it's being there, it's practice, it's getting a feel for the waves, for your board. Each day is different.
Yeah, no, sure.
The ocean and the surf is different, so that's crazy.
Well, I take my hat off to you. And Karishma, tell us, what is next for you? Have you got anything, any exciting projects or anything that you can share about with us?
I've got a few exciting projects, none of which I can share, which is always a story, and I know it's super frustrating. There are a few exciting projects coming up for middle and end of the year. What I can tell you is that I am also exploring writing and producing. So I'm writing a beautiful script with also a very poignant story dealing with some very relevant issues with, you know, not just the community, but a lot of communities, something that's very close to my heart. So that's exciting that to be working on that and just exploring different avenues of my industry.
Deep End will be in cinemas soon. So if you want to support Karishma Mahendra and the rest of the team, Robin Singh, Priya Lutchman's in there, Greg Crick, it's set to be really good. And I'm quite excited and looking forward to that. And I believe if you're paying money for things, you should be supporting local actors and actresses because we have some insane talent in this country. So I'm looking forward to seeing Deep End in cinemas soon. Dates to Diarise. Oh my goodness, this looks like an absolute hoot. Men in Tutus, okay? It's brought to us by Ballet LOL, and it's basically guys in tutus and pointe shoes giving their all to the art of ballet. Now, as we know, dancing in pointe shoes, or for female ballerinas, dancing in pointe shoes, they started about the age of 11. It's trained, it's weight distribution, etc. For men, their weight distribution is completely different. So now you've got guys in pointe shoes learning how to dance and bringing comedy into the whole thing as well. So it's an affectionate parody of ballet. There's classical and contemporary dance, and all of the dancers have their own hilarious female persona. I mean, wow, I look at the photos and it makes me just really want to see it. Men in Tutus features dancers from the USA, Spain, Argentina, Mexico, Philippines, Australia, Colombia, the Isle of Wight, and also Japan. And the different cultural backgrounds and experiences of these dancers just bring the whole thing together to make an absolutely historical show. So if you would like to see Men in Tutus and you're up in Joburg, your dates are Friday 12th to Sunday the 14th of April. Ticket prices range from 200 to 400 rand, and your venue is Teatro at the Monte Casino in Four Ways. Tickets are on CompuTicket.com. If you're down in Cape Town, your dates are Thursday 18th to Sunday 21st of April. Prices range start from 190 Rand, and your venue is the Opera House at Artscape Theatre. Tickets also available on CompuTicket.com. This is set to be a show not to be missed. If you love great comedy and you're up in Joburg, then you are in for a treat. The Joburg Comedy Invasion is heading your way and features Chris Forrest, Ebenezer Dibakwane, and Joey Razdeen on stage at Silver Star Casino on the 29th of March. This is brought to us from the producers of The Big Five Comedy Show and TaylorMade Productions. And if you just want to have a super seriously authentic laugh at like life, and considering sometimes the situation in our country, I think a laugh is a very good thing. So it's a big night in an intimate space, and yeah, just make sure that you are have got your tickets booked to see the Joburg Comedy Invasion. Tickets cost 150 rand per person and are available at CompuTickets, so CompuTicket.com, and that is 29th of March at Silver Star Casino in Krugersdorp at 8 p.m. Show is rated PG-16 because, as we know, these guys can get a little off the chain. I think that might be the understatement of the year. So now some super exciting news, more local people doing great stuff. So 21st to 24th of February in Ballito, just outside Durban, there were some serious Java skills on display as the country's top coffee companies and individual baristas gathered to battle it out for the leading honors in this year's Speciality Coffee Association of Southern Africa's National Coffee Competition. Yes, that is a really long title, I know. So basically, it's like who in South Africa makes the best coffee. And Weissenhof Coffee Roastery was there. They were representing. And without further any further ado, Kulim Pala, who is the national beverage specialist at Weissenhof Coffee, was awarded the best technical and best signature drink prize at this prestigious event. His motivation for his signature drink was Ethiopia, the home of coffee and where it was originally discovered. And I got to catch up with Kukle, find out a little bit more about what this means for him and for Weissenhof, and also a little bit about his signature coffee drink. It sounds absolutely delicious.
This a technical award is a very special award for me because it actually shows that what we are actually training our baristas as a team at Weissenhof is recognized as one of the best processes and procedures in the country. So as the trainer, as the head trainer of Weissenhof and Deutsche Brand, it's actually a very, very special award to receive at the highest level.
And tell us a bit about your winning coffee recipe. How did you come up with the idea?
This is another award that I consider to be very special because for me, this was the first time for me to win the Best Signature Award. It was actually inspired by my whole theme of coffee's ability to unite and bring people together since it was discovered a long time ago. So my idea was to celebrate coffee, to celebrate Ethiopia as the home of coffee. So this is how I came up with the idea of brewing traditional Ethiopian coffee and mixing it with other ingredients and bringing in newer styles of brewing coffee together to come up with a winning formula.
And what's the secret ingredient, Kule?
Okay, I'm trying to keep it as much of a secret as possible in case I want to use it again. But basically, what the competition requires, the rules of the competition is that you must serve each judge with a shot of espresso from your coffee, and then you can include any other ingredients that you see fit that can go well with your coffee, as long as that's not alcohol, of course.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I chose to complement my coffee with nectarine, which was one of the flavor notes that was coming through in my original coffee. So that mixed with traditional Ethiopian coffee and a bit of citrus. So it went well with my coffee, and there were new flavor notes that came through and that really impressed the judges on stage.
Well, it sounds absolutely delicious. And what's next for you, Kule? What are you up to next?
After taking part at this year's competition, I was really motivated to actually try and be the best that I can be. I've always wanted to be on the world stage, and I've always had a dream. I have a dream of one day being the world barista champion. So for me, the next stage is I'm going back to the drawing board what I can do better next time in the competition in the 2019 and 2020 cycle. We are looking at the World Championships taking place in Melbourne. After Boston, in a few weeks' time, we are going to Melbourne in 2020 in Australia. So for me, my focus now is to try and win the ultimate prize, the ultimate ticket that will take me to the World Championships, and try to do the best that I can do so that my ambition is to see, to push it to be the best that I can be as far as coffee is concerned.
Well done, Kuchle, and well done, Weisenhof Coffee. You guys certainly deserve it. I know it's no mean feat, although it sounds fun making coffee every day. I think these guys put in like an insane amount of work into like getting their coffees just absolutely perfect and blending beans and that kind of stuff. So well done to Kuchle and the team at Weisenhof Coffee. I have to be honest, I actually feel like a cup of coffee right now. I think I'm going to do that after the show. So last but not least, as you know, competitions are my thing. So I've still got two competitions running this week with more coming next week. So you want to make sure that you tune in again next week. But if you want to win tickets to see Monster Jam in your city, I have got a set of four tickets, family tickets, so two adults and two kids, to go and see Monster Jam in each and every single city. So that's Durban the 20th of April, Cape Town the 27th of April, and Joburg on the 4th of May. You could win a set of four family tickets, as well as going to the pit party prior to the event, where you get to meet the drivers, check out the trucks, have like photos with the trucks. It's like super cool. Each prize in each city is valued at 1,850 Rand. So if you would like to enter, you need to make sure that you head on over to my website. It's heatherhook.com. Then you click on the competitions tab, you click on the Monster Jam competition link, and then you comment below and tell me which city and why you should be the person that wins the tickets for that city. So who you're planning on spoiling, why I should give you the tickets. And the competition closes Friday 22nd of March. That's next Friday, so make sure you enter super soon. Last but not least, and closing soon as well, my competition to win a set of double tickets to see Sam Smith in Johannesburg at the Ticketpro Dome on either the 13th or 14th of April. Again, same thing, heatherhook.com, competitions tab, click on the Sam Smith competition tab and tell me which song of Sam Smith's is your very favorite. Competition is closing next week on the 19th of March. So if you want to win tickets to see crooner Sam Smith in Joburg, the prize is valued at 3,000 Rand. Make sure you head on over to heatherhook.com. That's it from me for this week. I'll be back next week with more great news, some more great competitions, and just some general fun things to do in and around South Africa. I hope that you have a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend ahead. I'll be back with you next weekend. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.